to someone in stage two, where guilt serves to keep the ego from going mad with power, the absence of guilt doesn't seem possible. It would be a sure sign that stage three is looming should the person successfully find real forgiveness. Forgiveness is a mark of stage three, and those who arrive there have pushed their projection of God just a little further. Society tends to cluster, like seeking like. At a party of psychiatrists, everyone believes in insight. At a party of entrepreneurs, everybody believes in success. This makes it hard to accept that God's values are any different. We all know marriages where both spouses are sure that the world is a certain way, whether it be dangerous, unsafe, abundant, benign, or blessed. Is this a form of organized deception? Yes and no. Although your boundaries define you, that shouldn't be taken as negative. Every stage of inner growth allows you the opportunity to see things that are hard to see. Projection is inevitable and very powerful. The boundaries of belief are true event horizons because the mind can't go beyond them, even though to an outsider, the boundaries don't exist. A fundamentalist Christian may be unable to conceive of divorce without believing that he will be thrown outside God's grace, just as an Orthodox Jew would find it inconceivable to break kosher laws or a Muslim to allow his wife to walk outside with her face uncovered. A stage one interpretation of Christ, if it reflects fear, would center on the times he warns of sinners cast into the outer darkness with wailing and gnashing of teeth. A stage one interpretation of Allah centers on the Quran's promise that one sin against God's laws is enough to deserve eternal damnation. These beliefs defy reason, and that is their purpose. Religions have always feared the end of faith. Recently, some Protestant sects attempted to remove all references in the liturgy to original sin and human imperfection, but they failed, even among liberal theologians. The winning argument was that only God is perfect, and we should never forget it. Obedience holds the religious world together and makes redemption possible. For God to have his place, human beings must know theirs. In every stage, the essential point is the same. You believe that God is holding you back for some reason. As long as you are in that stage, you will wrestle with what the reason is. This forms the core of your personal drama. In truth, you are projecting all boundaries. This becomes obvious when you see that other people have boundaries totally different from yours. The end of separation is preordained. Eventually, there is no more need for boundaries. The event horizon gets pushed as far as the mind will go, and after that, God must take over. The word mystical is used carelessly to describe many different things, but I would say that in any stage of inner growth, whatever lies outside your boundaries is mystical to you. The famous cargo cult among the Trobriand Islanders in the Pacific derived their religion when Allied planes dropped supplies from the sky during World War II. Being unable to comprehend what an airplane is, the islanders built straw effigies of them and prayed for their return. What was ordinary technology to us was across the event horizon for them. Even when you find yourself stagnated in fixed beliefs, the possibility of closing the gap is always present. Every morning, you have a new opportunity to know God. Your starting point may be one of fear and guilt, or it may be one of expanded awareness. That is all relative. According to our three ways of finding God, no one is ever trapped without hope. We can always cross the horizon to a new reality. Clues are left to tell us how to grow. Second attention enables us to read these clues. The saint is equal to the sinner in this regard. Both are guided by God from across the gap.